Awesome. Well, thank you guys, everybody, for sharing at open mic tonight. Man, it's so good to be able to see all your beautiful faces and to see some new people out as well. For those of you guys who don't know who I am, my name is Rena, and I am one of the campus staff with UCM, along with James, Josh, and Aiden. And we've been going through this series called Well at University, where the life of a university student can feel like a constant challenge, as you guys all know. You guys have back-to-back classes, endless assignments, mounds of reading, squeezing in group meetings. And we're trying to tackle this question of how does a Christian student find the space and time to practice their faith while on campus? For me, when I was in college, I went to a Bible college for 4 years and got my pastoral theology degree. And even there, where I was studying to be a pastor, I found it hard to find time to pray. It was so easy, and the temptation was so easy when things got so busy to just push prayer and God to later, even though I was studying about him. But when I had so much schoolwork to get done, it was so easy to just be like, okay, God's on the back burner until all my assignments are done. And let's be honest, assignments never end, midterms never end. There'll always be something fighting for my attention or my time. And I remember thinking that once summer hit, then I would get back into a better prayer and devotional routine when I had more time. And I'd always like think, I'm in this season, God understands, I just don't have time right now to put energy into it. And I would always feel guilty that in busy seasons, like whether it was exam week or Papervember is what we called it. I don't know how many of you guys write papers, but we always dubbed November as Papervember. I would always drop my prayer and devotional routine until the month was over, or I just felt like I couldn't do it and I had like no capacity. So I would always be tempted to push it aside. My brain was always so full with so much information and fried that I put prayer on the back burner until I could manage to drag myself to the finish line. It's this struggle of knowing prayer and spending time with Jesus is important, but also struggling to know how to work that into the life of a student. And I think a big temptation that Christian students face is pushing prayer and time with Jesus till later. However, I want to kind of challenge this mindset and kind of help us think through how at university can students begin to pray now throughout this season of busyness, throughout the season of life, and not just wait till later. And so I just want you guys to think how many of you guys can relate with that? Because I know as a student, that's totally how I felt. And I can imagine some of you guys feel that way as well. And as people, we all go through different seasons of life, and you guys just found yourself in the season of life where you are right now at university. And I believe that different seasons require different amounts of energy and attention from us. Our rhythms and pace must change based on our present circumstances. And how we balance our prayer life and how do we balance our prayer life and the demands of school in this current season we're in determines how much we can do. And there's natural rhythms of being a student. Like there's busier seasons than others. Like for instance, exam season or September might be busier seasons. Whereas in the summer for you guys, you might have ample time. And so different seasons have different rhythms. And what I want to emphasize with praying as a student is very similar to what Levi said last week about reading the Bible. He said, do a little bit every day. And I think that could be the same for prayer as well. To be consistent in prayer and don't stop when you've gotten too busy, but maybe adjusting your expectations based on your season of life. So I'm going to quickly pray, and then I just want to talk a little bit more about these seasons of life, and how we're able to, as university students, incorporate prayer into the season of life. So I'm just going to pray quick, and then we'll hop into it. So God, thank you so much for all these students who came out on Zoom tonight to just hear more about what you have to say. And I just pray that through my words tonight that you would speak loud and you would help us learn how to pray while in busy seasons of life, God. So would you speak to our hearts and souls and help us learn something, God? We love you in your name. Amen. So like I said, we all have different seasons of busyness in our lives. And therefore, we have different seasons in God's presence. And I used this analogy quite a few years ago. So some of you guys on this call may remember it, but I think it was in 2018. So I think I can get away with using it again. But I think it's very fitting. And this analogy for our prayer times with God go snacks, meals, and buffets. Now it's a food analogy, so you know it's going to be a good one and it's going to be memorable. And so I think our different seasons require different types of food from us. And I think that sometimes our prayer lives with God can go into these categories of snacks with God, meals with God, and buffets with God. And so snacks with God are in these seasons of maximum busyness. So I think for university students, sometimes this falls under exam season or during crunch time in November. Like I said, paper vendor was always a scramble for me. Or just seasons where you're frantically trying to get all your assignments finished. These snack seasons are not seasons where you're able to enjoy an in-depth theological study of the Bible or take a 2-hour nap and kill an afternoon with friends, but snack seasons with God are more like prayers that look like 5 to 10 seconds before heading into class. A snack with God could be praying on the way to campus or before opening your laptop. And we all have time for snacks. Like I'm sure you guys know, you could take a milk to go, you could take a Clif Bar, you could have a midnight snack, an afternoon snack, and you know it's not very time consuming. You can bring snacks to classes, maybe not during COVID, but you probably used to. Or you could have them while you're studying. I'm sure you guys all have your favorite study snacks. And it sounds like Victor always has time for snacks. So you guys understand where I'm coming from, right? Like snacks always make time for a good snack. And I would say a snack season is where we might not have time to make dinner tonight, but I do have time to eat a Clif Bar and an apple, so I'm going to do that. You need food to survive, and much like we need prayer to survive our spiritual lives, we must eat consistently. And we must also work towards praying consistently, even if it's just in snack sizes. And a snack could look like while you're brushing your teeth in the morning, you recite a verse of the Bible and welcome God into your day. Snacks could simply be repeating the name of Jesus over and over in your head for 10 seconds before you start your next project. The point with snacks is that they're not time consuming, but they help you get through the day. Snacking with God is one way that you can learn to pray consistently while at university. And I would say for a lot of you guys right now, this is kind of what I want to emphasize is that I think a lot of us right now are in snacking seasons. You guys may not have ample time right now to indulge in massive meals. Some of you guys might even forget to eat half the time because you're so busy. But you guys will always find time to grab a snack to go. Now, quickly to touch on meals and buffets, but we'll focus in on snacking. Meals with God are in seasons where you have moderate busyness, which I would say are kind of my normal, healthy, busy schedule seasons on average days. I think these are times where you actually have the time to sit down and eat a meal, not just snagging some Tims on the way to class, but it involves some concentrated time of cooking. And then you actually get to sit down and enjoy what you made, with a big old glass of water or tea or maybe like an energy drink or something. Like it's actual sustenance for your body. And I think meals with God are just this. It's where you're actually able to have an hour or so in your day to spend concentrated time with him in prayer. And I don't know about you guys, but I actually hate cooking, but I love eating. And I know that if I want nutrition and I want to have a good diet, then I need to cook. Otherwise, I'm just eating fast food all the time, which isn't always sustainable. And so the point is, meals don't take hours or days to consume, but they help us stay rooted with Jesus. And we can only last on snacks for so long, but it all depends on the seasons that you find yourself in and what you have time for. And buffets with God are in seasons of plenty, which I think for some of you guys, this might be in the summer, or maybe it's reading break or Christmas holidays where you actually find you have days or like a week of free time, might be hard for you guys to think about at this point in your career. But yeah, I personally love buffets. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if any of you guys have been to Tokyo One, but like all you can eat sushi and they give you this iPad and you can just like click all the food that you want and they'll just continually bring you food and it's like relatively cheap and then you just stuff your face like so good. Like whatever it is, like all you can eat buffets, like So good. You name it, I love it. And our souls also love a good buffet. But seasons of the buffets are when we can really focus in on our relationship with God, and we actually have ample time to pray. A buffet with the Lord could look like a retreat away alone with him, where you have undivided attention just for him. It could look like turning your phone off for a day or two on your Sabbath and just spending time in prayer, prayerfully in nature. Maybe you go for long prayer walks, hours of your day. Buffets are really good for the soul, but you can't have them every meal and you can't have them every day. And if you do, I'm very impressed and kind of concerned for you. But I think that as university students right now, well, you're in full-time school and it's not the summer learning, and it's not summer or like holidays, learning to pray while at university, I think looks more like learning how to snack prayerfully. And I know as a student, spending hours in prayer can be really hard at this stage of life. And I remember when I was in college, I remember like trying to go into the prayer rooms at school and trying to focus on prayer, but my mind would keep shifting from assignment that I had to do, or that person I needed to meet. And I remember one of the first times I went to the prayer room, I literally only had like 3 minutes in there. And I looked at the clock and I was like, awesome, like 3 minutes in the prayer room. Like, good job, Rena. Like, great. But I realized really quickly that I would have to learn how to pray throughout my day in order to be consistent and not just throw God into the back burner, until I had more time to have meals or buffets. And I think I just had to learn what it looked like to actually have snacks throughout my day and actually change my expectations, but not just drop God completely, but to learn how to consistently pray a little bit each day and what that would look like. Because regardless, you can't go without food. And so if it's just a snack, that's better than going without food. And in other seasons of life, we may have more time to actually have like decent meals or buffets. But when you're in the middle of university and struggling to find time and are tempted to push prayer to later, or when you have more time, snacks are what I want us to focus on today and help us get through the busy weeks. So here are three ways that university students can learn to snack. Hopefully you guys remember this because it's about food. I feel like that always helps me. So number one, two ways that university students can learn to snack is number one, snack before every task. I don't know if you guys do this, just in general, like whether you're about to do an assignment or, an exam or something, but you kind of like stuff your face with your favorite snack or make yourself a tea or something. But my challenge for you is to snack before every task. And so in Mark 9, there's a story after Jesus, James, and John had just come down from a mountain after experiencing the transfiguration. They had come to find the disciples surrounded by a great crowd. And when Jesus approached, he noticed the scribes were arguing with the disciples. When he had asked the crowds why they were arguing, someone spoke up and told Jesus about their son who had been mute from childhood because of an evil spirit. The crowds were fighting because the disciples were asked to cast out the spirit and they weren't able to. So then in verse 25, it says that when Jesus saw the crowd running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. He said, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, the disciples asked him privately, like, why couldn't we drive him out? And he replied, "This kind only can come out by prayer." So notice here what Jesus says. He says, "This kind can only come out by prayer." Some other versions of this text say prayer and fasting. But the disciples failed this because they thought that they could be helpful in their own power. Jesus is saying here that we need to always be dependent on God. And it doesn't matter what we're doing, whether that be casting out a demon or tackling your next class. Spiritual work requires spiritual prayer. And I don't think what Jesus is getting at here was that the disciples weren't people of prayer. I mean, I'm sure they were, but I think what he's trying to say here is that spiritual work requires prayer. And all of you guys here who are at university, I believe you're walking out your calling. And you are here, not because you just want to be, but because God has a plan for your life and you are called. Therefore, I believe that every class and every assignment, exam, or group project that you do is a step towards you walking out your calling. And all your work that you do at university is spiritual work. And before every spiritual task you do, you should pray. And all the work that you do, I believe, is spiritual work if you're working out your calling. Whether you're studying physics or you're in fine arts, all that you do is for the glory of God, and you can't do your school work without bringing God into it. So what does snacking before every task look like? You know, if we should pray before every spiritual task that we do, if we should pray before everything we do, I think that it would look like on your way to class before you log into Zoom, you can say a quick prayer. And I'm talking about like a 5-second prayer here, nothing fancy, just a quick bite to eat. Get into the habit of snacking before every assignment. Pop a snack in your mouth when you're headed to a meeting with a friend. Again, I'm not talking about anything massive, but if you're someone who tends to throw Jesus on the back burner or forget about prayer when you're busy or in school, think about what it would look like to just snack simply before every single task. Whether that's a simple 5-second prayer. And it could simply be saying, Jesus, be with me in this class today. Or when you wake up, say, God, I commit this day to you. Or before an assignment, God, I commit this assignment to you. May my work glorify and honor you. Like, that's 10 seconds. And these snacks, even just saying these small spiritual prayers, will give you some spiritual sustenance to get you through your next task. And I think consciously and consistently welcoming the Holy One into our new activities before we begin one is one way to be able to pray at university. And I think learning to pray before every new task doesn't give us a less busy life. Like, we're still going to be busy as students, we won't have a less busy life, but I believe that we'll have a less busy heart. And it is in this way, in the midst of our busyness, that we can develop an inner prayer life. And when we're less hectic on the inside, we have a greater capacity to walk out our everyday calling. And I believe that the first way we can learn to pray well at university is learning how to snack before every task. And the second one is learning to snack throughout the day. If you hear me here, snack is like your keyword. number two, snack throughout the day. First Thessalonians, it's a hard one to say, 5:16-18 says this: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In these verses, Paul encourages the Thessalonian believers to pray continually. This verse isn't trying to say that we need to be in a state of prayer during every waking moment. Like, I think it's kind of impossible for us to always be in prayer in our prayer closets 24/7, like always in a prayer meeting. And I don't think that's at all what he's asking us to do. I think what Paul is trying to communicate when he says pray without ceasing is to have this kind of spiritual consciousness throughout the day. And there's never an aspect of your life that you can't have a conversation with the Lord about as you walk throughout your day. You're never more than just a thought away from prayer. Never more than just a thought. We can always be in the spirit of prayer. It doesn't always have to feel like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think we should all have these deeper moments of prayer and these hours of prayer and try to set aside a Sabbath day where we're more intentional and actually have longer times of prayer. But I think having this constant like spiritual consciousness throughout the day, when we don't have time to sit there for hours on end praying, makes a world of a difference. And if we're tempted to just throw prayer out the window and God out the window when we're busy, learning how to be spiritually conscious throughout our day, I think makes a huge difference as a university student. And again, we're only a thought away from a prayer. Let's snack repeatedly and often. How do we become more mindful of God's presence throughout the day? Sometimes I think this could just look like repeating the name of Jesus over and over again in our mind when we're stressed. Let's say you're panicking at 3 a.m. to write an assignment. Just stop for a moment, take a breath, and repeat the name of Jesus over and over again for 10 seconds and get back to it. And I believe that that will re-center our lives to be more fixed on him, even amidst the busyness of life at university. And I think this without ceasing implies consistency, not necessarily you have to say a bunch of things over and over and over again, but it's this idea of a little bit every day consistency. It means not putting prayer aside until you have more time or on the back burner to pick it up again in the summer months, but it's praying consistently. It's snacking often. If you are a university student and you can't find time to eat in a whole week, you know what's going to happen to you. You'll probably faint. You'll probably pass out. You'll probably have to go to the hospital. It would not be good for you to go an entire week because you don't have time to eat food or make a meal. You will pass out and have to go to the hospital. And so as a student, if you don't have time to make meals throughout the week, you're going to end up snacking throughout the week. And that will sustain you. Even for a short time. It's not sustainable in the long run, but it'll sustain you for a little bit. Lastly, a way that we can snack throughout the day is through little Jesus prayers or meditation. Joshua 1:8 says, study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. A good way to snack throughout your day is to have a Bible verse or a scripture verse that you meditate on during your day, or a Jesus prayer that you memorize or say on your way to class or before you start your next assignment. And for me, when I was a student, I memorized Psalm 139, 24 and 25, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me to the way of everlasting." And for me, this was like huge for me. I remember I would pray this every single day as I'd walk from the dorm to class, which would be like a 2-minute walk for me. But every day I would pray it on my way to class and I had it memorized. I would repeat it every night before I'd go to bed. And every morning when I'd wake up, I'd repeat it in my mind over and over again. And so that when I didn't have time to spend hours in prayer, these small little snack moments for me is what kept me in tune with the Spirit. And I noticed that the more I pray these little snack prayers, I was able to keep my eyes fixed on God throughout the busy school week. And that doesn't mean I didn't have intentional devotional times and I didn't actually set aside time for more in-depth prayer. And that's not all I did, but I know that in seasons of busyness, when I was a crazy student, had so much on the go, I noticed that these small little snack moments is what kept me going throughout the day. And you could also write your own little Jesus prayer. If it's not memorizing a specific piece of scripture, maybe it's for you actually writing out your own little Jesus prayer, which could just be a couple sentences or a prayer that you basically have in your back pocket that you can recite in your mind when you head into your next assignment or you go to sleep after studying all evening. A classic form of a Jesus prayer is like praying, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And there's kind of this historic thing about this like Jesus prayer that goes way back as early as the 6th century. And basically it's this idea or taught that this prayer repetition that we have leads to this inner stillness. And I think that when we don't have time to make meals or buffets with God, writing out and having our own little Jesus prayer, a couple sentences that we repeat ourselves throughout the day, is a great way to be consistent with prayer and keeps us going a little bit every day. And so, what James just put in the chat, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You could repeat this every day. But what I kind of want us to do right now is actually take a few moments and write out a sentence or two for ourselves, almost as though your own little Jesus prayer. And this could be something that literally takes you all of 5 seconds to come up with, all of 5 seconds to pray. And it's something that you can use that will recenter yourselves, that you can use on a repeat throughout your week. And so I'm going to actually give us a couple minutes before we go into our breakout rooms to actually write our own little Jesus prayer, to write our own little prayer that we can repeat on the daily, something that's easy to memorize, something that when you're stressed or walking into class that you can repeat in your mind in order to have yourself be consistent with prayer throughout the week. And so I'm going to give us maybe 5 minutes here to just spend time just coming up with our own little Jesus prayer. And it's something that we're going to talk about in our small groups as well. So I will bring us back and close us in prayer and send us off. So feel free to turn off your cameras and just spend the next 3 to 5 minutes just coming up with your own little prayer. So, and I'll pray us to bring us back. So Jesus, I thank you so much for everybody in this Zoom call right now. And Lord, I just pray that as they go through university life and university seasons, that even though the temptation is to put you on the back burner sometimes, or sometimes we get too busy that we forget to pray or read our scripture, I just pray, God, that that you'd help bring us into the spiritual consciousness, that whether that's us just only having time to pick up a snack, I just pray, God, that we would resist the temptation to throw you on the back burner, and that whether it's cooking a meal and just repeating our own little Jesus prayer or meditating on the Psalms on our way to school, God, would we not forget you? Would you help us to be consistent in prayer, even if it's just a little bit every day, God? We love you, Jesus. Help us to learn how to pray. In your name, amen.